Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. There are close to 150 scriptures in the Bible that talk about thanksgiving. For Christians, thanksgiving is not just something that's practiced once a year. However, thanksgiving is our lifestyle. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 reminds us, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Every year, we set aside a special time to gather with our family members, our loved ones, neighbors, and our friends to pause, reflect, and to give thanks. Along with the gatherings come all of the delicious food. The sweet potato pies, the casseroles, the cakes, and the list goes on and on. In the midst of all of the festivities, if you're looking for a simple plan to maintain a healthy lifestyle during this festive season, on today's episode, I'll share 5 tips to help you navigate Thanksgiving with both joy and wellness in mind. So, friend, if you're ready to give thanks to the Lord for his many blessings while watching your waistline by not overcrowding your plate, then grab a notebook and pen and let's dive in. Hey friend, welcome to Integrative Medicine for Energy and Health. Are you struggling with low energy, excessive weight, chronic fatigue, imbalanced hormones, or body aches and pains that are robbing you of enjoying life? If you're ready to take the guesswork out of living a healthier life, you're in the right place. Hi, I'm Rakesia. I'm a mom, honorably retired Air Force veteran, award-winning author, social worker, and Christian alternative medicine provider. For years, I tried improving my health through conventional medicine and nothing worked until I finally found a simple strategy that was easy and fun. This podcast will provide you with natural ways to increase energy, lose weight, regulate hormones, and improve your mood. If you're ready to live, look, and feel better, grab your favorite cup of herbal tea and let's jump in. With the holiday season upon us, I'm inviting you to join me to prioritize your well-being with my monthly online accountability health coaching program. You can join me to embark on a transformative journey towards weight loss, increased energy, and hormone balance. You'll receive personalized support to make your health goals a reality. Don't let the festivities derail your progress. Stay on track with my empowering community. You can visit my website at rakesiamcmillan.com to sign up and make this holiday season your healthiest one yet. We have a lot to be thankful for. We are so blessed to live in a nation where we have the freedom to worship. We have the blessings of life, our family members, loved ones, our friends. And Thanksgiving is a time when we gather to express our gratitude to God, as well as to one another, just for the many blessings and the gift of having those individuals in our lives. Now, along with that gratitude comes wonderful, delicious food. Let's face it, it's everywhere. Somebody is somewhere in a kitchen cooking up a storm. It's just what we do during that Thanksgiving holiday season. And so being able to stick to your health goals while embracing the joy of the season is important, but it can also be challenging. And that's why I want to share these 5 tips that I've found to be beneficial in my own life. They've helped me to successfully navigate the Thanksgiving holiday. And my prayer, my hope is that they will be beneficial to you as well. And so the first thing is to start with gratitude in your heart. And so begin your Thanksgiving celebration with a heart that is full of gratitude. And a thankful spirit can positively influence your overall well-being. That means just taking a moment to reflect on the blessings of your life, fostering a sense of contentment that goes beyond the dinner table. And one way to do this is to offer a prayer of thanksgiving when you wake up in the morning. Just begin to pour out your heart to God and genuinely and sincerely tell Him all of the things that you're grateful for in your life, whether they be great or whether they are small. Another thing that you can do to create that gratitude is to journal. Now, I am a journaler. Some would even call me a scribe because I do a lot of writing. And one of the things that I've found that I love to do that is a tradition for me personally is on Thanksgiving Day in my journal is that I really reflect on the things that I've experienced over the year in my life. And I just pour out my heart on the pages. I take pen to paper. And so this really helps me to stay in that place, in that space of being thankful and expressing that gratitude. And that really does help my heart to stay full of gratitude. The second thing is eating mindfully and portion control. So practicing mindful eating by savoring every bite and just paying attention to your body's hunger and your fullness clues. Because sometimes, you know, when we're enjoying those dishes, we just want to be able to pile our plates on with what we see. I know my mother used to have a saying when we were younger, like your eyes are bigger than your stomach, like you're piling so much food on and your stomach's not even going to be able to hold it. So we want to be mindful of those portion sizes. And so you can choose those smaller portions and you can savor those flavors. And that's going to allow you to indulge without overindulging. And something that I came across the other day when I was reading my Bible, it was a scripture that reminded me of mindful eating that was found in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse number 10. And it reads, "When you eat and are full, then bless the Lord your God for the good land which He has given you." And so, ladies, after you've eaten and you are full, step away and just say a blessing to the Lord. Just begin to thank Him for the good things that He has provided for you in your life. The third thing is prioritizing healthy choices. So while we're enjoying our Thanksgiving holiday meals, make those conscious choices that are going to align with your health goals. And so ensure that you're including a variety of colorful vegetables, include those lean proteins, those whole grains on your plate, choose baked over grilled option or grilled options over those fried ones. You can even choose those lighter nutrient dense dishes. So it's just, again, about making those healthier choices that you know that are going to align with your health goals for the Thanksgiving holiday. The fourth thing is just staying active and including others. And so Thanksgiving is not just about the food, but it's also about the fellowship. It's about us getting together. And so you can incorporate physical activity into your holiday. You can organize a family walk after dinner, or you can organize playing outdoor games. I live in New Jersey, and so we have several activities that are outdoors, that, such as our 5K Turkey Trot Run. We also have those 5K Turkey Trot Walks that are taking place all over the state, but you can organize something that's local and specific to your family. And so I just want to encourage you, you can take a look, whether it's in your local paper or you can do a Google search and find out what activity that you and your family can be a part of on Thanksgiving Day. One of the coaches that I work with, she and her family have a tradition. They do a 3-mile run every Thanksgiving Day. Her husband, her children, they go out for a run. And so I just want to encourage you to get your loved ones engaged in enjoying these fun activities with you, because that fosters a healthy environment for everyone during the holiday season. The fifth thing is to remember to give yourself grace. And you know, the holidays, they're special times that we have with our loved ones, our family members, our friends, and they're meant for enjoyment. And if you do indulge a bit more than you planned, please don't be too hard on yourself. Give yourself some grace and focus on returning to your usual healthy habits after the celebration. You can have a balance and a forgiving mindset, because this is going to help contribute to your overall well-being. And during special occasions like this, I practice what I call the 80-20 rule, meaning that 80% of the time, if you are eating clean, then give yourself a little bit of grace, which is that 20%, to enjoy something that you really love. That could be chocolate cake or a small slice of that apple pie or sweet potato pie. Give yourself grace to enjoy those treats in moderation. And so these are the 5 tips that I use to navigate the holidays, and I hope that you have found them to be beneficial. And so outside of the 5 tips that I've shared with you today, what are some of the things that you do to help navigate the holidays? I would love to hear about it. For those of you that are listening on Spotify, you can answer my interactive question, how do you stay healthy during the holidays? Or you can check out my show notes and click on the Contact Me link and share your healthy holiday survival tips. If your email or answer is selected, I may feature your response on the show. So let's wrap it all up. By incorporating these tips into your Thanksgiving celebration, you can navigate the holiday season with a focus on both physical and spiritual health. Embrace the joy of the season while honoring your commitment to a healthy lifestyle, reflecting the values of gratitude, moderation, and love. May you and your family have a blessed and joyous Thanksgiving holiday. I'll leave you with Psalm 105, verses 1 through 4. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people, sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, talk of all his wondrous works. Give glory to his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face forevermore. Hey, friend, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with a friend who may want to have more energy and improve their health naturally? Also, I would love it if you could leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It blesses me tremendously to know that this podcast is helping you. Alrighty then, it's time to go make a protein shake and go for a hike. No more days of feeling tired and drained. I'll see you in a few days for another episode. God bless.